RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
That was early.
You don't have a soda.
It's my soda show, baby. Two to go.
Oh, man.
Two to go.
Two left. And both at the, both, you know, from the comfort of what we've made a home.
Yeah. So let's go, Duffalo, the Odyssey app. Maybe get your podcast. He's Ryan Duffy.
Hi.
My name is Pat Duffy.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, I know we're super late this week. It's all on account of the holiday and the fact that I was so sick of Ryan's face. I couldn't deal with him.
You love it, and
no,
you know it.
No, I mean, look, all right. If you are joining us, if you didn't know, we talked about it on the last episode. We went to Cleveland for this game.
Yeah.
It was Ryan and I.
Woo!
Both of our wives.
Okay.
And our childhood buddy Phil and his fiance Rachel.
Yay!
And it was a good time had by all.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun in Cleveland town.
Yeah, it was. But, I mean, look, as much fun as I had, when we got out of the car, I didn't want to see you for 2 weeks.
Dude, speak for yourself.
Because you love me?
No. Yeah. No, I'm saying speak for yourself because your wife has approached me nonstop because we've seen each other, obviously,
yeah,
from the weekend.
And it sucks.
Christmas Eve and yesterday. And your wife continues to tell me how much fun she had.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Probably because she was paired up with my wife.
She hates hanging out with me alone, right. So she was just excited to spend time with other people.
And we are polar opposites. You are
what?
Crass and...
What?
You know, rough around the edges. I'm soft and, you know, charismatic.
Do you not have generous. Any idea how you come off to other people?
No, I'm funny. You're tired and
we're
worn
the
out.
Same person.
We're not the same person.
We are not the same person. You have this idea that you're like this awesome human being.
That's no,
like,
I don't oh think I'm God. An awesome.
You're
human
like
being.
The Mother Teresa of Duffy's, but in reality, people see us and they know
Brother
we're the
Teresa?
Same person. Shut up. All right. So as we all know, I mean, God, it's been almost a week. 23-20 win in Cleveland. I don't want to talk about the game too much. We'll talk more about our experience in Cleveland because a lot of things happened while we were there that work into the football fan experience.
Sure.
I am interested in seeing the Bills play a full game at some point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like I get coming out slow against teams that had extra time to prepare for you, which has been the last 2 weeks in New England and in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I thought I looked like a genius because that was my take the last couple of weeks. Like, that's why everything came out. And the Bills come out and they score in the first. Bang, bang, bang. They're just scoring. They can't be stopped in the first calf.
James in the first calf.
First calf.
And also somewhere in the thigh. The run game.
I'm sensitive and kind.
And I'm also. What
and
am I
just
what am
took
I,
a
Tom
shower,
DeLong?
So I did my hair.
What am I, Tom DeLong from Blink-182?
Where are you? I comb my hair.
And I'm so funny.
You're not.
Pretty funny. The run game was looking great. James Cook cranks off that 40-plus run, longest of the season for him, if I recall. He was going banging on all cylinders.
And then it just dies in the second half. And I can't figure out why, because I went back.
Look, I can tell you exactly why.
Please tell me why.
Well, I mean, like, honestly, one, Cleveland's defense is their shining point, you know. They have, obviously, Myles Garrett, who did get his half sack, so he's almost there.
Yeah.
And they have Schlesinger, mid-round pick, maybe second-round pick, defensive player, middle linebacker, who's become a stud for them. They don't have a bad defensive backfield on top of that, too. Like, their defense is a shining point.
No, I get it, but I'm saying, like, you were unbelievably successful.
And, however, so that. But also, too, if you look on the offensive side of the ball, Brandon Cooks drops what is a gift basket of a... Well, granted, it was a little bit of a hard catch, but it hit him in the hands.
There were four bad drops.
Right, and then on top, in addition, addition to those, or I should say with those, is the Dawson Knox fourth down touchdown. So, like, if both of those weren't on the same drive, if both of those hit, you're talking another 14 points.
I understand.
Points.
Look, you're right. You have a bad drop by Palmer. You have a Bear Cooks, a bad drop by James Cook, who had 40 yards in front of him because he went out of the backfield.
Remember that one?
You have the drop touchdown, and then you have Josh just missing Khalil Shakir on that, what it was, a third, fourth down, whatever it was, right? Yes, you're right. But still, I mean, that just adds four attempts, so then Josh would have been at 23 attempts, which is still a ridiculously low amount. All right, fine. You know, you bring up those players that the Browns had, those young players. Like, Shedeur is Shedeur. He is what he is. Because
he is, in fact, Shedeur Sanders.
Well, no, because, like, you know, that first half he looked pretty good, and I think it's because the Bills did nothing to try to individually stop him. They were going to let Shedeur Sanders beat him. I think they were more afraid of Quinshon. Why are the Browns players' names so hard to say?
They are very difficult.
Quinshon Judkins, which, by the way, oh, that's terrible.
That was rough.
I felt so bad.
I gotta say, like, I'm sure everyone can appreciate. Oh, maybe it's just me because, you know, the stadium went pretty quiet. It's really hard to understand the gravity of what happens on the field when you're in the game itself.
Yeah.
In the moment, you know? Obviously, like, they bring the card out, and it's a long stop to play. I was going to say,
you know what's a pretty good tip? Is when a car comes out to drive him off the field.
Well, of course, but, like, when you don't have the play-by-play and you don't see it, you know, on TV, like, it's obviously, like, there's more information there when you're watching it on TV. Mm-hmm. And, like, I didn't realize how bad it was until after I saw it. Like, obviously.
Even though the car came out,
who knows?
Buddy, you played a hard game. Why don't we drive you off the field
here? Maybe he tore a ligament. I didn't realize it was a broken leg.
The ligament, they walk him off, man. It's broken bone.
All I'm saying is that at the end of a bang-bang play, when you're sitting far away and you can't see it up close, and you're not watching it on TV, it's like sometimes you don't understand. And I didn't realize until after the fact, like, whoa, that's a big deal.
So I was having Bill's flashback sitting in that game. Because we had six of us, so there were six of us, you know, in that row there.
Yep.
A couple of Bills fans behind us, one insane Bills fan in front of us.
Dude was a dude.
Okay.
Dude was by himself, decked out Bills gear,
he was in a tracksuit.
Yeah.
He was in a Bills full tracksuit.
Right.
Yeah. Like he was a B-boy in Brooklyn in the 1980s. He could lay down some cardboard and...
A B-boy.
Breakdance. You never heard that expression before?
I've never once heard of that expression.
Google it after the show.
Sure.
So I had these three...
I'm not doing that.
I had these three older Browns fans to the left of me that were really, really cool. They were all season ticket holders. And I'm talking to them before the game about, you know, the Browns.
Sure.
And the Browns...
As one does when you're in, Huntington Bank Field.
But you brought up Schlesinger, Quinshon Judkins, a running back, his flash this year. I was curious about Shedeur Sanders because I look at the Browns and the Bills as cousin franchises. I look at Bills fans and Browns fans as cousins fans because we...
Kissing cousins?
We know... I would have kissed that guy. We know what it's like as a fan base to just get our hearts ripped out of our chest over and over again. We know what it's like to go through this endless rebuild. I mean, we've been more fortunate the last couple of years.
I was
going to
say, older Bills fans know this.
Okay, fine. You're right. I forget how old we are.
Yeah, right. We've been off of the skibbity toilet for a long time now.
Shut up. So I'm talking to this one guy, Lou. Was the most, I'm from Cleveland.
Lou
from Cleveland. Hey, it's Lou. I'll hang up and listen.
First time, long time.
So Lou's probably in his mid-60s. I go, what do you guys think about Shedeur? And old Lou and the guy in front of him, another guy, cat looked like he was in his 60s, 70s. Love him. Love him. Let him develop. And I didn't want to hurt him.
Sure.
I didn't want to hurt him. So I was like, yeah, but I'm thinking, like, do you not have eyes to see what happened? And then the first half, when the Bills defensive staff is like, we will let Shedeur Sanders beat us, that's fine. Uh-huh. And Shedeur is making plays. They're like, look at me, like, told you, man, told you. And when they came out of halftime, I was like, okay, let's now stop Shedeur Sanders from doing whatever he wants to. Sure. And they did that immediately.
Yeah.
They were still like, oh, the coaching staff doesn't get it. I was hammered.
And
I was hammered drunk. And part of me wanted to be like, guys, I'm 17 beers deep. And I clearly see you. How are you? Lou, I haven't seen you. Lou from Cleveland has not had a beer this whole time. Lou from Cleveland. And like, but here's the thing. I said the same thing about J.P. Lossman. I said the same thing about Trent Edwards. We all bought into Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Buy into Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'd buy again if it came up for sale.
The amount of quarterbacks that we sat in those seats in the Ralph Highmark, whatever the hell you want to call it, and be like, oh.
Thad Lewis is something that he is a sleeper.
I remember going on a television show when Kyle Orton was in the middle of his, it was right after the Lions game or the game they played in Detroit because of the snow game.
Yeah. The post-game cigar.
Yes. And I had said, Rich Gannon, found unbelievable success after 32 years old in the NFL. Went on and played another 7 years, took his team to a Super Bowl. Why can't Kyle Orton be that guy? And I said that with the sincerity of a religious book behind me.
Dude, he had them on the cusp of a playoff berth.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
And then that was their first 9-win season, or the winning season, in almost 10 years.
And then when the season was over, the reporters were at his locker, and they asked, hey, man, can we talk to you? He goes, yeah, sure, I'll be right back. And he left forever.
And then he never was in an NFL stadium as a player ever again.
He didn't even come back to take the stuff out of his locker.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if Kyle Orton has never been into an NFL stadium ever again, with the exception of maybe a concert. Like, I mean, have you ever seen Kyle? I mean, granted,
Cares about Kyle Orton?
But that's the thing. Like, careers come and go, and like you forget about, you know, people in an instant. But like, whatever happened to Kyle Orton?
I don't know. I have his jersey.
I'm gonna look him up.
Still have my Kyle Orton.
I'll look him up, see if he'd be interested in talking Bills. I think there might be enough time has passed.
He didn't want to talk to reporters about how well he played for the season.
But he also, it seems like the type of guy that where he would go on a podcast and talk with two idiots about, yeah, you know, EJ was actually pretty good.
I just want to be clear. You admitted you have not seen or heard from him since the moment he walked out of the locker room, and followed that up with, he seems like the type of guy that wants to go on a podcast with two idiots.
I said, I bet he is.
How about after Don Beebe, we book him?
Oh, he's coming up soon.
Yeah, okay. What I'm getting at the long way around is that hope springs eternal feeling from a fan base that can't admit that they're going nowhere.
That's poetic.
No, but I mean it is, because I lived it and I didn't understand how painful it was while we were in it, because you have to have that belief that we are just, you know, three games away, two players away, a new head coach away.
Yeah.
And then to watch Junkins break his leg. and then watch, like, you know, Browns fans were legitimately believing in that game all around us.
Sure.
That they were going to beat the Bills. And that brings us to our second point. Hmm. When we go to away games,
brings us to our second point that I forgot as I was about to say.
I'm trying to set this up the right way.
Sure.
Because when we go to away games, we make friends with the people around us.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I do.
I do too.
Sure.
Okay. What happened in that game was not my fault.
Okay.
So I had the three old cats to the side of me.
Sure.
Good dudes. Lou,
other guys. Drew, and,
Achu.
Achu, yeah.
Lou, Drew, and Achu. Then we had three young guys in front of us. One guy, Tyler, who I was talking to, looked like he was in his early 20s. Tyler, really nice guy.
Skyler.
Tyler, we're going back and forth, and we're, you know, making jokes.
And then his buddy, Kyler.
So I was so drunk that I did not realize that Tyler had moved down a seat or two. Did you see this?
No.
Okay, so I was talking to Tyler for, like, beginning of the game, halfway through the first quarter. So then I lean over and I hit him on the shoulder. Hey, Tyler, what happened there? Tyler, what are you seeing? And he goes, my name's not Tyler. And I'm like,
hey, Tyler, did I just travel through time?
Tyler was one seat down. He goes, hey, man, I moved down a seat. And then there was a new guy sitting in front of me. So,
I mean, we were in the 300 section. What is a one row from 300 from row 300 to row 299?
No, it wasn't even a row ahead. He just moved to the right. So there was a point going into halftime, or it was coming out of halftime, where the Browns, we all remember, they started playing well.
Yeah.
And these two younger Browns fans who have not been around long enough to understand,
right?
Started
teach a monk.
Well, they started like kind of being dicks.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, what's going to happen? And this one guy in front of me, he starts like, yeah, we watch. And there was a play. It was a third or something down. I'm not saying anything. I don't want to be rude.
Oh, right.
I don't want to be rude.
Not you.
He's starting to annoy me.
Sure.
I'm going to pick my spots because you know how it is, man. Psychological warfare.
You go for the jugular.
Right. You know,
when they don't see it coming.
So I think it was a third and something. And Jerry Jeudy is lined up one-on-one with Christian Benford.
Yeah.
And this guy obviously does not watch a lot of football because he looks at me and goes, hey, you see that? Jerry Jeudy on an island. Touchdown. And I don't have the heart to be like, hey, man, that's one of the best corners in the NFL.
Sure.
Like, there's a reason why they're trusting him to guard Jerry Jeudy on his own.
He's been solely responsible for 14 points this season.
Yeah, like, I don't know if you watch football, but
I think that actually might be more points than Jerry Jeudy is responsible for this season. The only reason I know that is because I had him in fantasy.
So, I remember now. It was the batted up interception.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah. So the ball comes down. We're all celebrating. And I hit him on the shoulder. I go, hey, did he not see Jerry Jeudy 101?
He's still on an island.
Hey, I don't know. He's over there.
He's still on that island.
So for the rest of the game, anytime I saw him get excited, I would tap him on the shoulder. I go, hey, I think Jerry Jeudy's 101 down there.
Wow, and you're saying you're not a jerk?
No, no, no. At that point, I was going out of my way to be a jerk because I thought that there was an agreement we all had, right?
Sure.
I wasn't going to bust any chops because I know how you guys feel. I've been there before. And you're not going to bust chops at us because I think the guys to the left of us understood what was at stake for the Bills. They obviously want to win. But, you know, there's a soft spot between Browns and Bills fans. Like, we're not here to hurt each other. That was the experience I had the entire time we were in Cleveland. Browns fans, every time I go, with the exception of one game or a snow game, everyone is nothing but kind. So for this guy to, like, decide I'm going to buck the trend of this city, no, man. I'm not going to let you do that.
Dude, oh, man.
Screw that kid.
All he was doing
kid,
was...
he's like 24.
Yeah, right. Like, dude, chill out.
I won't. I'm not gonna let it go.
I have never... here's the deal. I have not been to... I've been to a non-significant number of away Bills games. And granted, Bills Mafia travels like crazy. So, like, I'm very rarely around, like, surrounded by the fan, the, you know, the opposing fan base. I'm sorry, man. I've never run into a situation where I've been in, like, a tough spot with an opposing player or a fan. You know, whether it's in Buffalo or at an away game. And it's not as if I'd not been around them. I think it's just like, don't be a jerk. Like, I'm not going to be a jerk.
He started it.
By saying that he hopes the wide receiver scores a touchdown?
He looked me right in the face, and he goes, you see what? First of all, you question my football knowledge. How dare you?
No, second he didn't. Of all, he that did. Is, you he are did. Projecting he onto
did.
That gentleman.
He did. How dare you? How dare you? It was unnecessary.
It was a one-on-one coverage. And if the ball got to him, it would have been, I would take Christian Benford over Jerry Jeudy one-on-one in that kind of situation with Shedeur Sanders throwing him the ball.
Yeah,
I would absolutely take that. So let it play out.
I did. And then I tapped him on the shoulder and I asked if he saw that Jerry Jeudy was one-on-one with Christian
Benford.
And
then for the remainder of the game, whatever that was.
Made him pay for that comment.
Made him pay for a passing comment, a pedestrian comment.
Yes.
100%. All he wanted to do was show off his ball knowledge.
But he has no ball knowledge, by obvious.
Do you need to let him know that?
Will not
let He's only 24.
Not letting him go. And this is a lesson that he will take with him for the rest of his life.
Right, he's going to become a bitter old man you are.
No, I feel like I did him a service. And here's the key.
It's a vicious cycle.
No, here's the key to it, because I've done this at a couple other stadiums again. Like, you know, again, you don't have to be a jerk about it.
Yeah.
I'm just under the line of being an obvious jerk. Where, like, if you were to, like, get up and be upset, the other guy, you're the one that kind of looks like the dick. Like, I'm riding this low level. It's like a low frequency dick that I'm riding.
You're riding high frequency.
No. Because, like, even his buddies were, like, laughing about it. I'm riding low dick here. I stand by what I said.
Sure.
I stand by what I said.
I'm going to let you ride this
sentence. I'm not standing up. I'm not getting in his face. I simply tap him on the shoulder every couple plays. I go, hey, did you see that Jerry Jeudy was one-on-one with Christopher Benford?
Yeah, you're just rubbing salt in the wound.
He was so not having fun.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I took so much joy out of it.
Wow, man, you are a bitter, bitter person.
But me and Lou and the other guys, we were getting along just fine. So that was the kid's fault.
No, Stu had to stay home.
It's on the kid.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you do you. I'm not going to tell you how to fan or how to be. But yeah, no, I think you might want to see a therapist.
So the way that we took that whole day in, I think, is also an interesting side-by-side. So for those who have never been to Cleveland for a game before, their tailgate situation is weird. The stadium is right on the lake, and at least for now, because they're getting a new stadium too. It just came out this season.
Right by the airport.
So you got that going for it. Their stadium's right on the lake, and a major highway runs on the other side of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to tailgate, you're almost like tailgating, like, dug down into a ditch on the side of the highway.
Yeah, it's interesting. And then also, too, like, if you're coming from, I mean, I don't know, I guess if you're looking at the stadium from downtown Cleveland, if you look to the right, there's, like, where, like, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is and the planetarium and all that stuff. There are some smaller parking lots there. Anytime I went with Dad, that's where we would park. And we would air quote tailgate there, but it's definitely, it is not what I have come to know and love as a tailgating environment.
And that's what I'm getting at. So the tailgating situation in Cleveland is hard to do.
Yeah.
So we decide.
And just for what it's worth, I'm not saying that as a diss. I'm saying that.
Oh,
as
look at
like,
you now having to back it off.
I'm not backing up. It's not the same environment. They don't have the availability to do that.
When they set up to tailgate, did they not see Jerry Jeudy was one-on-one? I want that kid's phone number. I want to call him. Hey, how is this? What's your name?
Tyler.
Hey, man.
Hi, Tyler's mom. Can you put Tyler on the phone, please?
No, Tyler was the cool one. This was Tyler's friend. So we decided to do bar before game instead of tailgate before game, the downtown football experience.
Downtown football experience in Cleveland Town.
Right, so here's what I'm curious about.
Yeah.
Because we had asked the girls, our wives, and Phil's
ladies,
how they felt about it. Do you prefer the tailgate scene, or do you prefer the downtown bar scene?
Here's the thing. It's a different
because we had a blast at that bar.
Had a lot of blast in that bar. It brought me back to when I wasn't in college and going downtown to all the bars. It was a tight, a little bit of a tuna can in there, you know?
Well, yeah. There's a stadium around the corner where everyone's going to a football game.
So right. Like, if that's your bag... I think you're going to have a great time. If you like waiting 45 minutes for a bucket of beers.
Your wife's just bad at getting beers.
She's bad.
She's so bad
at beers. You know how bad she is at getting beers? She had to pay for somebody else's beers so that they could order her beers.
Put a pin in that because I want to loop back around to that in a second. Yeah.
Yeah. It was tough to, but once he got up there, you know, and I will say those bartenders were cranking.
So
they were cranking.
I'm glad you brought up the bartenders too, because like the bar scene was fun. You know, it was a lot of Bills fans in there with Browns fans. And again, everyone's getting along and high-fiving and laughing and having a good time.
Yeah.
So the place was called the Barley House.
Barley House.
All right. We were not familiar with this. Our buddy Phil did some research into bars near the stadium, and he goes, just meet us here at 8 in the morning. So we're like, okay. So we head down there.
We opened that place.
We did open the place. The bartenders, they were all women, and the waitresses were in Hooters outfits.
Yeah, it was a scantily clad bartender situation.
And they were all extremely young.
Yeah. I mean, you have to be 21 to 10 bar, I believe.
I don't know if that's... No, Ohio might be one of those states where it's like, you could be 18 and serve beer, but don't you drink it unless no one's looking. Do they not see Jerry Judy's one-on-one with Christian Panther?
Was he from the owner of the Barley House is from Mississippi?
Yeah, it's weird. That's where he gets his barley from.
Yeah, nice.
The outfits were uncomfortable.
Oh, Barley House. I get it now.
I don't mean...
Hops and barley.
Are you an idiot?
I get it.
You just figured that out.
I get it now.
Okay. I don't mean to sound like an old man.
Sure.
And maybe this is having teenage daughters.
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't notice the outfits at first because they were all behind the bar. And then, like, I saw, like, a half an hour later, like, one of them bring a pizza out. And I was like, oh, no, we're at the wrong spot.
I saw it immediately. And I think out loud, I said, whoa! And that's the thing. Like, and here's, like, you know, okay. Like, that's... You do you, you know. I think having daughters made it a little bit uncomfortable, just as coach. Every interaction I had was positive.
Well, what are they gonna do? Shut up, fatty. She
called me sweetheart.
Yeah, because you look like a sucker who's gonna tip her more.
Well, I mean, she earned the $50 for telling me for calling me sweetheart. No, but going back to the bar scene itself, like it is the polar opposite of the tailgating scene. And it's so polar opposite. If I'm making a circle with my hands, you know, they're so far on the other side of each other that they end up touching each other on the other side of the moon, because I had just as much fun at the bar scene as I do in the tailgating scene. Mm. They're just so far apart from each other as far as experience is concerned. Maybe it's more of a Venn diagram, but nevertheless, like, it was a good time. We had, granted, a lot of Bills fans, a lot of Browns fans, but, like, everyone was cool. Met some Canadian.
Canadians are always everywhere, man. They're like
from Toronto.
They're like cockroaches. They're like, all of a sudden, there's a Canadian right there.
Right.
Like, I think they're right there.
Yeah. Oh, hey, buddy. One Toronto fan of the Bears, of all people. Yeah, yeah. And then another Toronto.
He was from Ottawa.
Oh, yeah, he was from Ottawa.
And he's a Browns fan.
Dude, the first thing... Actually, let's unpack this for a second. Because the first thing that came out of his mouth... You were in the bathroom.
I was standing right next to him. He said, F the Bills. I heard him.
Yeah, whatever. Like, the first thing that came out of his mouth... And it's like, I don't know. I feel like you're coming in with a preconceived notion, which, like, I get it. No problem. Mm-hmm. Like, you're putting your dukes up, you know, right from the get-go, you know? Strike first so that you, you know, stay ready. You don't need to get ready. And at first, I was like, whoa, hey, come on. I'm charismatic, dude. We became friends.
You're not.
Although I'm not friends. I was chatting up his friend more.
Oh, it's weird. Why can't you just let it go?
I mean, I did let it go.
No, you didn't let it go because you were chatting up his friend. You didn't want to talk to him.
Had to give him some of the four buckets of beer that we had to buy and in bulk so that we didn't have to wait
another 2 hours. No, your wife took so long that two people came back with buckets of beer after she left.
She was short, and she was at the server station just, like, waving her credit card up in the air. Somebody help me!
Can we go back to Ottawa Browns fans saying F the Bills is the first thing?
Yeah.
Here's what bothers me.
Sure.
Now, we are not...
Canadians?
We're not violent people.
No.
In any way.
Please.
Okay. But He doesn't know that.
Yeah.
And you're not intimidating, but...
sneaky.
So I'm 6'3", built.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, totally.
And then we had our buddy Phil with us, who's like a legitimate human tank.
Yeah, Phil is terrifying. Phil doesn't say words.
Nope.
And just will stare people down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not in a bad way. Like, he is, you know what he's like? He's like the guy that, like, doesn't need to, like, say anything. Everyone just knows that, like, I'm just, he just gives off an aura of, like, I'm not going to mess with this guy, but I'm also not afraid of this guy.
Okay. So, like, here's what bothers me, though, right? Like, you don't know we're not violent.
He didn't know I had a knife.
Okay. So, like, for you to come in like that, you're taking a huge risk here, man.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
who's to say I'm not just like, what?
Wait a second.
Boom! Right in your stupid senator's face.
I don't even care about this game. I'm going to Cleveland jail.
So there was one more weird thing I want to talk about before we move on to the next segment.
Here. Sure.
Because the tickets were so cheap to this game, and I know there are people that listen to this podcast that went, they know. Based on our experiences we've had in that stadium in Cleveland in December,
yeah.
Every game we've ever gone to, it's been like snowing sideways, sleeting, just a nightmare, right?
It's an uncomfortable experience.
So we got club seats.
Yeah, we did.
In case the weather was bad and our wives wanted to go watch a game inside.
The indoor environment was very nice.
And they were less than what a get-in-the-door ticket to a Bills game costs right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very affordable.
While you were in the club and also in the bar.
In the bar of the club?
You started buying food and beers for other people. And I don't mean like a beer. You were buying meals for people.
So here's the deal. So my wife and I, we chat people up.
Yeah, you never shut up.
We're magnetic.
It's insane.
You know?
It bothers the hell out of me.
I'm charismatic, and my wife is so sweet. Like, we are just magnets
Shut up.
No, she didn't.
She did?
She didn't say that one time.
She said,
with her eyes.
You said, no. She said in the car, and I know you heard it, he doesn't shut the F up.
No, I don't. One time, yeah, don't. Yep, it doesn't matter. I was waiting in line with everybody else, you know? Two ladies in front of us. One, it happened to be one of theirs' birthday, so I don't remember their names. My beer intake level was blowing the mercury off of the thermometer.
Time out from the story. The club section in Cleveland, doesn't stop serving beers until an hour after the game is over.
Everybody get home safe.
Let me say that again. We've been drinking since 8 a.m.
Yeah, we did.
And they kept selling us beers.
Yeah, they did.
We left before they stopped selling us beers. That's how many beers they sold us. But go on, I'm sorry.
Club was a lot of fun. But yeah, no, we were just chatting these ladies up. It was a long wait as it was. And like, you know, we're talking about, you know, our kids and like, it's their birthday and like, just talking life. It's Christmas time. We're making friends, talking about the reason for the season. And then we got closer and one lady said, what are you getting? Like, I'm going to pay for what you're getting. And I said, no, let's not do that. Like, absolutely not. And I thought we were just like, I was going to get something to eat. Mm-hmm. And then I thought they were just waiting in line for beers.
Sure.
Next thing I know, which I'm not mad about it. Next thing I know,
I can tell you're not mad.
There's
by the way
two orders of loaded fries. There's a pizza. There's a Gatorade and a drink. And that's what they were ordering. Uh-huh. And then we had to order what we had to order. I have not looked at my credit card statement. I'm actually a little scared to look at it.
That might be $200 worth of stuff.
That was 100% $200. Can I also say, too, while I was waiting in line, I'm a big souvenir cup guy, but also my wife's boss, who I don't know if he listens to the show because he's a Browns fan, but big Browns fan. I was like, ooh, I'm going to get a souvenir cup because then I can get my diet, so my 86 ounces of daily needed diet soda. And also, I'll get a souvenir cup to give to my wife to give to her boss. Everybody wins. So I ask for a souvenir diet soda, and she goes, who would you like? Because there are players on each of the cups.
Sure, sure, sure.
And I go, oh, I need Myles Garrett. Like, this is the season. He's going to break the record. Like, this is going to be great. Mm-hmm. And she goes, all we have left is Denzel Ward. Ooh. And I go,
Denzel Ward sucks.
Okay, I'll take Denzel Ward. So now he gets a Denzel Ward souvenir.
What was the point of that story?
Because it also happened while we were in line. But yeah, that cost us a pretty penny. And then on top of that, too, I hinted at it earlier. My wife had to buy the beers, or chose to buy the beers, of the person in front of her so she could order her beers. Which, they were also very nice people. They only had two beers.
I don't understand you as a person. Like, it's buying beer is one thing. Like, picking up somebody's check, like, you know.
Dude, I don't do it all the time. Like, one, we were in the thick of it.
The worst place to do it is inside a stadium.
Yeah, oh, no kidding.
What are you doing?
Like, why isn't anyone at the, I'm not doing this at the Dollar Tree. Haven't been drunk at the Dollar Tree in a long time. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm happy we did it. I'm happy we can, make someone's day a little bit better. And they're going to remember that, I would hope. And, so I don't regret it, but that happened a lot this weekend. In fact, a non-zero amount of times.
Well, it's interesting, you know, money being the theme of the end there. You mentioned that we have two more games and they're both at home.
Whee!
And, you know, unless the Bills manage to run down New England, these will be the last two games at Highmark Stadium.
Yep.
The last one specifically has all of a sudden become a very hot ticket.
All of a sudden?
Well, I think Bills fans believed there would be another playoff home game, which there still could be.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
With all that, I have been offered something.
Oh, okay.
And I have not told my wife what I've been offered, because if I tell the woman that I married to and had children with...
Oh, your wife?
No.
Your wife?
You're not going to believe how much money I have been offered for my seats for the last game. Wow. No, I'm dead ass serious.
Okay, let's see.
And we'll do it next.
Let's hear it.
Let's go Tough Flow. You got to see him. Read your packet.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Okay, I'm going to say right now.
Yeah.
My wife does not listen to this
show.
My
wife!
And she does not know what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
So everybody that is listening right now needs to be cool so we can have this discussion.
Everyone needs to know that I don't talk to my wife about important decisions.
Because, look, this will be coming up on the break room after it's over, so there's no decision can be made.
Oh, sure, because you got the holiday off.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a test.
Sure.
About one's fandom and what we're in it for.
When you're married, every day is a test.
Is that what I mean?
That's exactly what you meant and what you said.
So let's go Duffalo, the Odyssey app, where we get your podcast. We're going to figure out what's making Ryan sad in just a little while.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as we speak about, you know, the last few games at Highmark Stadium, the newest products that they are selling of stadium-used stuff have hit.
Ooh.
Have you seen these?
No.
It's the stupidest crap I've ever seen.
Really?
Bro, this is...
I mean, they're reaching now.
I mean, look, the seats, I was pleasantly surprised with the price.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. I was off by a factor of 10.
These ones,
no.
We'll get to it in just a little while. Let's go Duffalo the OCM. All right. So, unless the Bills run down New England, which, by the way, I still think has decent chance of happening.
Could happen.
The game against the Jets will be the last ever game at the old Highmark Stadium, short of the Bills being the 6th seed and 5th seed and Houston. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Major hijinks.
Because of that,
the worst person in the military.
Got that? Ticket prices for the final game have started to climb.
Yeah, sure, of course.
And it has showed up personally for me as well.
Ooh.
Now I have to be careful here,
because
this person, I don't even really know this person.
Okay.
They are an acquaintance. And this offer has come through a third party. Someone
mouth their name.
So no, I won't. You don't know them.
Oh,
so okay. This is but you know the person who knows them.
Mouth their name.
No,
come on.
No, because you're gonna accidentally say it into a microphone.
I'm not gonna say it. There's not even a microphone in here.
Okay. They want to buy my seats for the last home game.
Okay.
And they have offered me. Do you want to guess?
A grand.
Okay. $1,000 would be a lot of money because face value on each of my tickets is about $110.
Was I right?
No.
Oh.
It's more.
What? $1,010?
They offered me $5,000 for
Whoa!
My seats.
Oh, Nelly. That's a lot of do-re-mi.
They offered me $5,000 for my pair of tickets
Ooh.
To the last game at Highmark Stadium.
Wow.
Now, we've talked about this on the show before.
Yeah.
My season tickets are row 3.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Section 131, which is right on the 20-yard line, Bills sideline side.
Yep.
I was very fortunate. They came open when the Bills went on strike. They are unbelievable. When the NFL almost went on strike like 15
just
years ago.
Just the Bills.
We're not playing.
We're done. We want to get paid more.
These seats are unbelievably awesome. Yeah, you can hear, you can feel. Like when something happens in the end zone in front of you, it's like you're on the field.
Winter games are especially nice because you can feel the fire and flame yep. from the Buffaloes.
From the actual Buffaloes.
You know, as the players are running out.
So like, the seats are immaculate.
Yeah.
And these people have sat in my seats before, this person who wants to buy them.
Now I'm going through my mental Rolodex.
You don't know this person.
You said I know the person. Who's the person?
You know the between you.
Okay. How well do I know the between?
I'm not doing anymore.
Okay.
I told them no.
Wow. Wow. I don't blame you, but wow.
And I don't know. I know I made the right choice.
You did make the right. I'm not even going to give you any
garbage.
Look
me in the face.
Here.
Look me in the face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you were in my spot, mm-hmm. you would have passed on $5,000?
I think I'd like to think that I would have.
Okay.
I think it would need to break the tens of thousands of dollars.
Honestly,
like it is within all probability, the final Buffalo Bills home game in the original Highmark Stadium mm-hmm. where the Bills have been playing for 50 years. Mm-hmm. Like that is the final home game. And you're going to let for a lot of money, $5,000 is a lot of money, especially after the holiday season. That'd probably cover a portion of the bill of all the money Ryan. I spent on people's food at the stadium. But like, Are you gonna pass up that opportunity? Life is all about experiences, man. Money's fleeting.
So just to fully put into context how much money
sure.
this is compared to what the tickets cost,
yeah.
it's 3 times what both of my tickets cost for the season.
For the season.
So I could have paid for my last 3 years. It would cover my ticket next year
yeah.
in the new stadium and almost all of my PSL.
Yeah.
That's how much money we're talking.
Yeah. Ooh.
All right. So why? Let me
They're
ask.
They're not Jets fans, are they?
No. Okay, they're Bills fans. They just want to be there. They've
what if you
my
paid?
Seats.
What if you were willing to pay $5,000 as a Jets fan to go see the Jets play the final game of a season in which they are yet again not making the playoffs?
Still have not gotten an interception. Right. All right. So let's talk this out.
Yeah.
How? What? If you're me, what would your number be?
$10,000.
So $10,000, you,
five
would,
a seat,
you
yeah.
would give up your seats to the last
game
in Highmark.
I think that to me right there is like, you know, you're breaking, five zeros or four zeros at that point, 5 digits. I think that's my number.
So here's what I have figured out about myself. And I don't know if this makes me a good person, a diehard Bills fan, or a complete moron.
Mm-hmm.
The number was presented to me
sure,
through
sure.
this intermediary.
Yeah.
And I thought about it for like 15 seconds.
KPMG.
And God.
What?
Nobody gets your jokes.
What? I'm sorry. Christie's.
And after like 15, 30 seconds, I was like, yeah, no. And I say no. And then the person, the intermediary, gets back to me and goes, they're open to negotiation, which Ooh. Means they're willing to go higher.
Yeah.
And I
go for the moon.
No, I figured out in the moment. There is not an amount of money that they could pay me that I would take to not go to that game.
The limit does not exist.
No, I'm dead ass serious. Because like that 10 grand crossed my mind. I'm like, that's not enough. And I was like, 50 grand. And that's an unbelievable. And they're not going to give me 50 grand. But
no,
like,
no.
You know, that'd be an unbelievable amount of money. But
pay off my house.
What I have come to determine is having been going to that stadium for 35 years.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. I've had my seats for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I would never forgive myself for not sitting in my seats for this last game.
That's
no matter how much yeah. money it is.
Yeah, no, I agree. And here's the thing, too. Like, I'm not backtracking. 10,000 was the number to me of, like where I could see myself making a dumb decision.
I said 10,000, but now that you said 10,000, I want to look against the post.
No. Dude, oh, man, I would do some serious damage with $10,000. It would all go to absolute, like, frivolous spending, 100%. Because, to me, that 10,000 offer is so high to me that like I could see my dumb brain being like, deal, like not even thinking about it, just being like 10K right now or the offer's gone. I'd be like, okay, I'll take that and also or throw in those magic beans. So but also too, money is fleeting. I don't know how much, like, I know I would regret it, I guess is my point. Even with a high number of being presented.
So here's my fear. Because like I said earlier, and I've been saying this for weeks, I do think there is a there's a better chance than other people believe that the Bills will play a home playoff game, whether they catch New England or whether a lower seed wins game, which again, with the chaos that has been this season, is entirely, how about, you know, we're taping this on Friday.
Yep. Yeah, we are. Happy Friday.
The Broncos needing a last-minute drive to beat the ghosts of the Kansas City Chiefs?
Dude.
Nobody played.
Oh, LeDucan really brought the Chiefs offense to life.
I like him. He's fun.
Yeah, he was a good time.
But if the Bills end up playing a home playoff game, I'm going to feel like the dumbest man that ever lived.
Yeah, but are you willing to, you know,
no, I'm
let
not
that
willing,
happen?
I'm not willing to risk it. But like I'll be dead ass serious, man. Like I will be more depressed than I've been in a long time if by some chance either they catch New England or the AFC Championship games at home.
I mean, okay, so oh yeah, all right. Of course, in the playoffs, like that would be let's take the playoffs out of that because I think like that has a way lower probability than the Bills.
I disagree with you there.
Okay, fine,
but go on.
So the remaining games for the Patriots are the Jets
at the Jets and the Dolphins
and versus the Dolphins.
They got to lose one of those.
They got to lose one of those. So I think it is more likely that they lose to the Dolphins.
Agreed.
But that one is in Foxborough.
I said it last week. There's more pressure on them to win that at home than there is on the road.
Okay. Fair point. If they lose any of those games though, Buffalo obviously would have to win out
yes.
too. Yeah. So, I mean, you'll know at 4 o'clock. Hang on. You'll know at 4 o'clock on Sunday if there is a chance that the Bills could potentially win the division because the Bills don't play until 4:25, and the Patriots play the Jets at 1 o'clock.
Patriots play Dolphins 1 o'clock.
Patriots they play the Jets this week.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Hang on. Hear me out. So what I'm saying is the Patriots have to lose one of their remaining games, right? Mm-hmm. And the Bills have to win out. So you will know if there is still a chance for the Bills to win the, or a higher chance for the Bills to win the division if the Jets beat the New England Patriots, right?
That's not going to happen.
But here's the thing. They play at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Bills don't play until 4:25. All I'm saying is that there is a very, like, I can see the graph of probability right now because the Bills still have to beat the Eagles. Granted, at home, but you still have to beat the Eagles.
Uh-huh.
You could potentially have a highest available return where there would be such a high demand right before kickoff of the Bills-Eagles game.
Yeah.
If the Patriots lose.
No.
All I'm saying is like you're playing with fire here, I guess, if you are even interested in ditching your tickets.
I would sell the ticket. But then again, they're not worth as much to that person if there's going to be a home playoff game because it's not the last game in Highmark Stadium anymore.
That's my point.
But I would also be kind of ripping them off.
Well, okay, it's capitalism, baby.
No,
come
not
on,
me.
Dollars and cents, baby. Buy, sell.
If it was capitalism, I'd have sold them in the first place.
You're going to short the Jets, what you're going
to
do.
They're not going to lose to the Jets. No, I mean, it is
going
cruel.
Long on Quinn years.
It is cruel. Well, no, because again, if they were to lose, then
we know stocks.
Do I bank if I were to sell these, mm-hmm. hoping there was one more game in Highmark Stadium?
Hoping there's a lot of C's in there.
Hoping I would have to be the world's biggest Bills fan, which I am, and the world's biggest Texans fan,
mm-hmm.
unless they end up winning that division, which I don't think they're going to. Mm. Because again, we talked about this last week. You know, if the Bills are the 5 or the 6, whatever.
Yep.
Houston at 7.
Mm-hmm.
They have a legitimate chance to win 2 games
mm-hmm.
to get to the AFC Championship with that defense.
Yeah, but there are more dominoes to fall.
I think that's... I'm telling you now, man, if the Bills manage to win 2 games in the playoffs, they will be playing the Houston Texans at home.
Man. Okay.
Write it down.
Okay. All right, fine. I don't have a pen.
What offense can overtake that Texans defense that exists in the top 4 seeds right now?
I think that Jacksonville's offense is good.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
pumpkin, bro. We went through this with they good, they bad last week. They played garbage.
They just went into Denver and smoked. They beat Denver. They beat Denver.
Wow.
Yeah, who had to fight to beat the Chiefs on the road in Arrowhead,
bro? Name the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Chris Oladukun.
Okay, where's he from?
He's from Kansas City. No. He lives there.
What college did he go to?
He went to Kansas City State. Okay?
You have never seen that man. Can I also
KCST.
Say, he didn't take 19 out of circulation. I mean, Joe Montana did take them to an AFC championship.
I thought he was wearing 14.
No, he wore 19. That's how much. He wore 19 last night.
Oh, did he? Oh, yes. Okay.
Bro.
Wow.
The majority of their starters did not play last night.
Yeah, and of course they didn't take 19. He's not known for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's known for the Niners.
I understand. That was the most success he had up to that point, other than like the first years of the Super Bowl. What I'm getting at is the Broncos needed a last-minute drive to beat the husk of the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's how they play, baby.
I'm not scared of them.
And they didn't need a last-minute drive. They needed a last-minute stop, but they got it.
Okay, whatever. Quick sidebar. Were you aware? I was unaware of this till now, and I wish I had this when I was making my arguments earlier, that the both the Patriots and the Broncos have had two of the easiest schedules, not of this season, in NFL history.
I knew that with the Patriots because of, one, just their placing last year. I didn't realize that. I also didn't realize it was in NFL history.
First of all, they're 1-2. Patriots have had the easiest schedule. Broncos have had two. But in NFL history, both of them have the top 10 easiest schedules in NFL history. And here's another fun fact for you. When it comes to New England, the New York Giants have beaten two teams over 500 this year. So have the New England Patriots.
Wow.
The Bills being one of them in that game where he turned the ball over three times.
Yeah. And the other being, the Ravens at this point? Because they technically have a winning record.
Is that what it is? Maybe.
It could have been.
No, I think they're 500 right now, aren't they?
Yeah, but I don't know going into that game if they were or not. It really doesn't make a difference.
I don't know who the other one is. Maybe Tampa Bay?
I'll take a look. It could have been. Yeah, probably Tampa Bay.
Okay.
But at the time, they had a winning record, but now they're...
But I don't even know if it's at the time or right now. The point I'm getting at is...
Got it.
The point I'm getting at is Houston is a better team than both of those teams. And Jacksonville's not one of them. Houston beats every single top four team right now.
I'm going to disagree on Jacksonville. I think that would be a good game.
Okay. So do I risk...
No.
Houston Bills?
No. You got it all wrong.
All right, here's the other question.
What?
Because I know it's coming, if it were to happen. So I keep my seats here, and I don't take the $5,000, whatever they're willing to offer.
Sure. Yeah.
If they're offering me $5,000 for the last regular season game at Highmark, if there's a Houston Texans, Buffalo Bills, AFC Championship game, which would absolutely no question be the last game in Highmark Stadium.
Yeah, for sure.
What's the number?
Oh, man. I don't know if there is a number.
You're going to tell me if you own those seats and they offered you $50,000.
So I was literally thinking $50,000.
Because it would
cost a touring edition Prius to get into this.
Is that what a touring edition Prius
is? I just imagine a sedan... with the highest level of add-ons before you go up to another, Toyota.
Because like there that is gonna be a thing.
Yeah,
if it all works out, there will be high rollers that want to show up from out of town.
Sure.
And will pay any amount of money to get in that stadium. One for the last game, two for a chance to see the Bills go to the Super Bowl, three to see that kind of matchup,
and four to go. What are you thinking? What's your number?
Is it stupid that there's not a number? Is that bad of me?
No, I don't think there's a number.
Because like, here's the thing. This is why I haven't
I don't think that it's stupid that there's not a number.
This is why I haven't told my wife. Because, like, if I...
Who didn't you not tell?
The woman that I married who I had two children with. I know that she's going to, like, use logic, which I don't want to listen to right now. And I'm being serious.
She's a doctor.
No, because, like, the smart thing to do is to unload the seats for $5,000. That is the smart financial thing to do. That money can be used way better in other places than, you know, my ass at a seat for 3 hours. Because that's really what it comes down to, right? Yeah. Like, if I take my football fan hat off, my diehard Bills fan hat off, I'm being offered $5,000 to not sit in a plastic seat. Which, by the way, I'm having shipped to my house after the season's over.
Yeah, you are.
For 3 hours.
So it's not as if it's the last time you're going to sit in those seats.
My ass will be in those seats again.
Okay.
To not sit in the cold for 3.5 hours in December in a game that could be meaningless by the time it kicks off.
So here's the deal. I'm gonna drop you a little knowledge here.
Okay, please.
Okay. One, I know your wife better than you do. And if there is any...
Is that why she says all those mean things about you when you're not around?
100%. Okay. So if there's anyone I know would be more interested and value higher experience over money.
My wife?
It is your wife.
My wife.
Your wife.
No.
Yes. Your wife, from how I know her, which, again, just for everybody, apparently is
not
better than you.
Apparently not, based on the take that you have.
She is way more in tune with experience.
Uh-huh.
And life experience,
Ryan,
in general.
If I told
then,
my...
hang on, let me finish.
No, I'm telling you, then, you're wrong. I'm telling you,
but I'm also not done.
Okay.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Two, let's say, you know, you do take that. Let's say your wife is the opposite of how I know. She's been lying to me my entire life.
I don't know where you got this idea that that's what she is,
but
that's
fine. It's reality.
It's not.
So great. You sell your tickets for $50,000. That's awesome. Everything's paid for. That's so great. And at the end of the season, right before they explode Highmark Stadium and move it over to the new one, uh-huh. Which I'd like, what if they weren't selling the seats?
Stop
I'd like
talking.
To think they explode them Stop and talking. Then all the seats just go right across
this is
the
street. What your wife, this is why your wife wants you to shut the F up. This is why we got stuck in a gas station for 7 minutes while you were chatting up the
a
guy
whole
behind the
7
counter.
Minutes?
Shut up.
So... let's say, yeah, you sell your tickets. That's great. And you're getting your seats shipped to you. Mm-hmm. Awesome. You're going to put them in your basement, right? That's
yes,
what you said?
Yes,
that's awesome. So every time you go downstairs uh-huh. and you turn that light on in your basement and you go and sit in one of your seats, yeah. you're going to have a daily reminder that someone else sat in those seats for the last time from their end where they were originally. Mm. And that's going to bother you. It's going to eat away at your soul. Jerry Judy's on an island with Christian Benford. That's caramel, baby. That's going to come right back to you. So that's going to bother you 100%, and I know it. And if you do it, I'm going to personally remind you of it every single time I'm in your basement.
All right. Okay. No, man. Let's go back to that first take. There is no rational human being that if they heard $5,000 was on the table for a three-hour experience, they wouldn't say sell those tickets.
Okay.
Because, again, it's not even like it's going to be a dynamite matchup.
No, it's actually...
I don't even know.
I hope that it's not a dynamite matchup.
I don't even know who the quarterback for the Jets is right now.
It's Brady Cunningham.
Is that his name?
Brady Jones.
Brady, okay, so
Jackson,
there you go.
Jackson Brady. Like, so, if something Brady something.
If Tyrod is healthy, that's a game I'm really excited about.
That would be cool.
I think that would be his... No, the Giants game.
His last time playing in Highmark?
Well, no, I was going to say this would have been a first time back since they made the playoffs, but it was the Giants game a couple years ago. No, because I love Tyrod. I'm always in Atlanta. It's fitting that he will come and close it
out. He would be the one to close it off, right? And Ryan Fitzpatrick is 100% going to be the one leading the charge.
Which,
I can't
by the
imagine
way,
he wouldn't be. No, it's going to be Jim. It's going to be Jim.
You think so?
100%.
I wonder if it's Jim. All of them. They bring back all the Super Bowl Bills.
Oh, it could be. Yeah. Going to need a lot of microphones.
Right, quick sidebar. Did you see who the legend of the game is for Sunday?
For the Eagles?
The Eagles game.
No. Who is it?
He means a lot to this show. Do you want to take a guess?
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Don Beebe?
No, it's not Don Beebe. He means a lot to this show because you laughed so hard you almost passed out one time.
It's Paul Posluszny?
Paul Posluszny.
Oh, my gosh.
He's the legend of the game. How did you not have a better legend lined up for the second to last game of Highmark Stadium?
I mean, oh,
why,
man.
Who canceled? The Paul Posluszny is second to last legend in a game.
Maybe they tried to get him last season. This is a rain check.
Why would you choose Paul Posluszny?
Maybe they're spending, I know what it is. They're probably spending all of their money uh-huh. on the last one uh-huh. to get as many A-listers as they can.
Kyle
they
Orton.
Bro, Paul Posluszny?
Jeff Toole, legend of the game.
All right. Now that we've talked this out, I feel like an idiot.
Why?
It's $5,000.
Oh, but dude, stop. You're not going to do it. We all know you're not going to do
it. I'm not going to do it, but I kind of feel like an idiot for not even considering doing it. Like, here's the thing, too. I hadn't even considered it until we just had this discussion.
Tell you what. Give me $15, okay, in your Cash App login, and I will get us $5,000 in a solid 25 days.
You don't gamble. You're a bitch.
I don't gamble. It's not a gamble when you know what's going to happen, baby. Okay.
We're going to find out what's making Ryan sad. You know, we just talked about, you know, the seats for sale. I got mine. Ryan is on a wait list for bench seats, which is the saddest sentence you could say about a man in his life. Ryan's been bench seat wait listed.
I don't even have anything funny to say. That's just,
So it's like every episode we've
sentence.
Ever done. They have released new stadium used merchandise for purchase. And ladies and gentlemen, we've officially jumped the shark. And we'll do it next. Let's go Duffalo, the Odyssey Highway Beach Podcast.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I don't know what's worse, this idea, or the fact that most of it is already sold out completely.
Okay.
So let's go top floor of the Odyssey app where we get your podcast. We'll get to that in just a second.
I don't know what's worse, the thing that is a dumb idea or the fact that I wasn't able to jump on
it yet. Well, no, I saw these before they sold out, and I was like, there's no way I'm spending this much for this.
Oh, I'm excited to know what you're talking about.
And they're already gone. People have already bought all of them. But before we get there, it's about that time. Let's figure out what is making Ryan sad.
Oh, you said that with a little bit of what is making Ryan sad.
You don't have anything, do you?
We're going to transition to the weather. Of course I have something. My weekend, fun-filled weekend of fun and things that didn't make me sad. Cleveland's a good town, you know? Mm-hmm. A lot going on, real happening. Uh-huh. Heart of rock and roll.
Shut up.
However, amidst all the fun and all the bills that I will be paying for the next 18 months on my credit card... Good. While I was sitting in the seat, I was looking around, you know, a lot of Bills fans, a lot of blue. See a blue there, right?
Yeah, it's like 50-50.
It really was. But I'm looking around, and I just happened to glance over at the wall of the Ring of Honor in Huntington Bank Field.
I'm glad we both saw this.
And I see on there, I'm like, wait a minute. There's another player named Joe DeLamalore?
Yeah, can you believe that?
And I thought, wait a second, that's impossible.
Thank you, Ryan.
There's no way... Got it.
Sorry, I'm pulling up the statistics so I make sure we're so I know that
there's
we are
no
the right
way
thing.
That there's two NFL players named Joe DeLamalore who wore similar, if not very close numbers. And then I realized, wait a minute, that's the same Joe DeLamalore that we have on our Ring of Honor, mm-hmm. and the one that we claim as our own, and the one that I have met in passing a few times at the quarterback club meetings.
Yep.
And I thought, like, wait a minute, no, you don't get to have Joe DeLamalore. And I've only been to a few away games as far as, like, Bills are concerned.
Sure.
And those are the Dolphins, really just the Dolphins. Like, there's no Miami Dolphin that was also a Bill that played there long enough to be honored as someone in the Ring of Honor.
Okay, so I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Joe DeLamalore is the only Bill that is on our Ring of Honor and another team's Hall of Fame. I think he's got to be it, unless James Lofton on the Ring of Honor?
I have no, on ours?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't think he is.
I don't think so.
Because he may be in Green Bay. Mm. But that being said, so Joe DeLamalore, all right, so just to catch everybody up.
Yeah.
Joe DeLamalore, for those who don't know, is an offensive lineman. He was a member of the Electric Company. They called them the Electric Company because they turned on the juice. They blocked for O.J. Simpson. He was a member of the Electric Company when O.J. was the first running back to rush for over 2,000 yards in an NFL season. Mm-hmm. He was traded. He spent, from 72, it looks like, until 1980 with the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
He was then traded. He was an All-Pro six times, made the Pro Bowl six times, Offensive Lineman of the Year in 1973. He was traded in 1980 to the Cleveland Browns.
Yep.
When he went to Cleveland, he blocked for his second NFL MVP. So OJ won the MVP when he was in Buffalo.
Yep.
Can you tell me which Cleveland Brown won an MVP while he was blocking for them? Was not a running back, I'll tell you that.
Was not a running
back?
Not
a running back.
Oh, man.
You're never going to guess this.
Oh, no. I mean,
I don't know if you know if this is a person.
No, I don't know.
Brian Sipe.
No.
Quarterback clue. For the Cleveland Browns. Won an MVP. He was a 4,000-yard passer. Joe DeLamalore was the first ever offensive lineman to block for a 2,000-yard rusher and a 4,000-yard passer.
Wow. All right. I guess he does deserve to be on the Ring of Honor.
Yeah. I mean, he was an all-decade member of the 1970s.
He did come back to play for the Bills, though, at the end of his career.
Oh, not only that. In 1985, he played 1 year with the Bills before he retired.
Yeah.
Then in 1992, Joe DeLebeler played one more season of pro football with the Charlotte Rage.
Yeah!
Of the Arena Football!
Joe DeLebeler, Arena Football!
Ooh, Joey D!
That's back when Charlotte was trying to like really start to become like an up-and-up destination. Like,
yeah, well, they got Joe DeLebeler.
That's what I mean. So like, I bet like the mayor of Charlotte was like, you know what we need? Joe DeLamalur on our, we need a stud draw for our indoor football team. And I think Joey D is going to be the guy who's going to change our fortunes.
But it is appropriate, right? If there are two fan bases that will appreciate what an offensive lineman does, it's Buffalo and Cleveland.
Yeah, for sure. I would maybe even like Pittsburgh would be another one. But like other than that, that's it.
Okay, so we talked about we've bought seats to the stadium. Yep. I paid for the seats that I sat in. You're on a wait list for bench seats.
I don't know why that's so funny.
It is. And we talked about when we initially had the seat conversation that the company that they have contracted to do all this would be cutting up the stadium some more and starting to sell different pieces of merchandise from inside the stadium. That has started.
Okay.
So earlier this week, the first products went on sale.
Just tripping down that baby for parts.
Yep, at the Bill store. So, you have a 20 by 34 framed turf collage.
20 inches by 34 inches? So it's
a little less than 2 feet by a little less than 3 feet.
Okay.
It's a rectangle of turf that is under a frame with what looks like kind of a football field on it.
Okay.
That's going for $400.
Ooh, yikes.
You have a cased piece of turf for $250.
Okay.
You have a 16 by 20 wall frame with like picture of the stadium with one little piece of turf, one little piece of field goal for $200.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Ooh. Here's where it gets ridiculous.
Really, really, credit card bills really racking up here. Should have bought all those chicken fingers.
Here's where it gets ridiculous. You ready?
Yep.
They're selling pieces of the goalpost.
Sure.
But they're not just selling you pieces of the goalpost. They are functional.
What?
All right.
So you can kick through it?
The first product they are selling.
Functional goalpost.
It's an 8-inch piece of the goalpost.
Okay.
With a logo of Highmark Stadium on it.
Mm-hmm.
To hold utensils for your kitchen.
No, it's not.
Hand to God.
No, it's not.
Look, it is right there.
You got to be kidding me with that.
That is that right there. Okay.
Dude.
The second is a 4-inch piece of goalpost.
Okay. Four-inch piece of goalpost.
Yep,
for pencils? Pencils
and pens and pencils. Do you want to guess what an 8-inch utensil holding piece of goalpost is selling for?
Because the turf and stuff, which I would think would be more valuable to people, was in the fours and twos.
But the turf was framed, and that's case, true. This is just a piece of the goalpost.
I'm going to say $40.
$40.
Okay. Really?
No.
You got to stop doing that because I say a number and then you just corroborate that number.
I'm just confirming with everybody.
Okay.
The 8-inch piece of goalpost to hold your spatula.
It better be less. I was being generous.
It's $129.
You've got to be kidding me.
But if you want it, you can't have it because they've sold out.
Oh, my God. I love you all, and I hate you all.
They sold out
the exact same time
of 8-inch pieces of goalpost for your spatula at $130. But that's okay.
Oh, my God.
Because you still have the pencil holder.
Oh, of course. Oh, sure.
Do you want to guess what the pencil holder? It's half the amount of goalposts. It's 4 inches, not 8.
Right.
What does that cost?
Well, so if the other one's $120, that means that this
$129.
One's $129. So that one's got to be that's got to be $63.33.
It's $109.99.
It's only $30.
$20
less. $20
less. $20 less. But if you want to buy that, also too bad. Those have also sold out.
Oh my God.
You guys bought out. You're the dumbest. Why are we the dumbest fan base of all time? I was so upset because I see this the other day and I go, I laughed out loud.
Yeah.
I go, what idiot is going to pay sold out immediately?
So if it's four, one is, it's the depth or the height, right?
Yeah.
It's four. Okay. Like,
it's that much goalpost.
Right? So, like, I think...
What? No, it's really, like, that much goalpost.
Well, you just gotta take the number that you know normally and quadruple it. So, I'm trying to think to myself, like, I need to do some math. Maybe I'll get back on TikTok with this and let everyone know my findings at let's.go.duffalo. I need to know how many of these there are being sold, because I want to make sure there's no malfeasance in play here, because you have two goalposts,
right?
They
probably have multiple goalposts.
But that's my point. So, like, you have two goalposts that everyone can see when you, you know, and obviously, if anything were to go wrong with the goalpost in the game, it gets knocked over, someone dunks on it, you know, someone gets cheese sauce somewhere and it gets slippery.
Sure.
You have to have some type of replacement part. So let's just assume that a safe bet is that there's two additional goalposts. So there's four total. I need to know the dimensions of an NFL goalpost so that I can go and reverse engineer. I can't do it right now.
Yeah, you can. Nobody's listening to you. I'm not listening to you.
I am going to find this out, and I will do my investigative journalism and report back on how many there would be.
While you Google, there is a third option that is still available.
Okay,
it's a half a piece of goalpost.
That's cutting away at the quantity.
In a glass case with Highmark Stadium's logo on the back of it. That is still available for purchase at $99.99. So a half a piece of 4-inch goalpost in a glass case is $100 still available for sale. I hate this now, because I was hoping that I would be able to get other pieces of the stadium, like, you know, like we talked about, like the section number or some like art that was like around, like there would be enough. But if something as insignificant as this is selling for this much and going this quickly, there's no way I'll be able to afford anything else.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got for dimensions?
So the crossbar height from the ground is 10 feet, but it does obviously curve a little bit. So let's just give it another 12. Let's give that 12 feet, right? Because it's going to go up and it's going to curve. So if that were a straight line, let's give it an additional
2 feet. Straight line from, it's 10 feet straight line from the ground to the post.
No, it's not. It's 10 feet from the, from the ground to the crossbar. But they're obvious. It's not, what is this, 1970, where they have the two where it's just a straight up thing? It curves at the end. So it goes up and goes into the, like at the goal line or the end line. Hey. Just listen to me, okay?
You're already wrong.
It's 12 feet.
How are you so stupid?
The inside width is 18 feet, 6 inches. So goal, side to side, there's 18 feet, 6 inches there. And then the upright height is 35 feet, which means there's 70 feet of actual upright.
So let's just do the upright. The 70 feet of upright.
70 feet per goalpost, which means there's 140 feet of upright goalposts. And let's be honest.
So
no one wants crossbar. They want upright.
Oh, no, I want crossbar.
No, you don't.
I would want crossbar.
No, you don't.
I want crossbar.
No, you don't.
No, yeah, upright. Anyone can have an upright. I want the crossbar. Crossbar gets the most action, baby.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
People touch the crossbar.
No, this is an upright
city. All right, so 140 feet times 12 inches.
Why 12? Why times?
Because we need to know how many inches of goalposts there are.
Oh, got it. Yep.
1,680 inches of goalposts.
Okay.
So let's just go by the fours. Are you ready for this?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Divided by 4.
Divided by 4 inches. So this would be units of
420.
Okay.
So that's 420 pencil holding goalposts
for the uprights.
For each goalpost. And of the uprights. For each goalpost upright. Yeah. So that means there's 840.
Yeah.
At $110.
Not to mention, and we're obviously we're not counting the crossbar in the back.
840 times 110. That's $92,000.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Which honestly, you know what? Now that's my number for selling my tickets to the final game in Highmark Stadium.
Goalpost.
Out of principle.
That's just goalposts.
Right.
So by the time you're done hacking everything up. And maybe not even including backup goalposts, which they absolutely have, you could clear $250,000 in goalposts.
You know what? So, but here's the thing, too. But hang on a second, though. Oh. If you're thinking about memorabilia at the field level, right? Yeah. I think most people would think the turf would be number one, A.
Yeah.
And then the goalpost would be number two. I wouldn't scoff at the idea if some people were more interested in the goalpost than they are the turf.
Oh, I was more interested in the goalpost.
There's less of the goalpost to go around, so we think.
Well, no, but I've never seen like goalposts on display, so I wanted a piece of the goalpost. I'm not. There is no
talking
way
about
in
moving
hell.
The goalpost, right, Pat?
What else could they possibly, other than the brick, if that goalpost is going for that much, that brick is going to be over $100. Those bricks are going to sell, they're going to be over $100.
Yeah.
With the logo of the stadium on it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Good God.
Oh my God.
You know what? Can we start over with what's making me sad? because I got a new one.
Because you know what's going to happen too, right?
No.
People are going to spend a fortune on this stuff thinking it's going to skyrocket in value and it's going to be so flooded in the market.
No, I don't think that's
the
case.
Bro, I'm telling you right now.
I think there is, I'm not saying those people don't exist. I think there are people that are going to look at this as an investment opportunity. But here's the thing. Like, the market is so saturated right now with all of these things that you can purchase. I do think and would like to believe that the majority of people that are buying these things are doing it because of their love for the Bills, not necessarily as an investment opportunity. They're getting these things because they want to have a piece of Highmark Stadium and all the memories that have been contained within it in their home, holding their mechanical pencils and their OXO spatulas.
I don't even know what that is.
OXO? Yeah. Dude, do you cook at all?
No.
It's like the most popular, kitchen utensil.
Well, you barely cook.
Are you?
It doesn't heat up long enough before you stuff in your big stupid mouth.
Dude, I could
be. The only time he's not talking is when he's eating raw food he's trying to cook.
Salmonella. I'm big into raw fish.
Big into everything.
Except
your shirt. You swallowed into that.
Nice, real good. Got him.
Have you been to Skinny Atlas?
Big time. I have been to Skinny Atlas.
You call it Fatty Atlas, right? Right,
that would,
Pat?
That would have been cruel.
Yeah, right. Terrible.
Especially when Jerry Judy's all alone with Trish Bedford.
No, I'm a great cook. Shush.
That's a way to finish it. All right. Big game.
Big game.
Big game. Here's the thing, man. I said it before. I'll say it again. I was terrified of this Browns game last week for good reason.
Sure.
I am terrified of this Jets game to close out the regular season in the stadium.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about this Eagles game at all. And we'll get into it next. Let's go Duffalo, the Odyssey Every Reach Podcast. We are in our annual Bills win everything all the time part of the season.
Here we are.
It is remarkable, man, how they do this every single season. In fact, one of the only teams to prevent them from doing it in the last couple of years, like running the table, has been the Philadelphia Eagles in that epic back-and-forth game in Philadelphia.
Right.
So let's go Duffalo, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast.
All right. Yeah, it is.
So it has been such a hectic week with getting back from Cleveland, the holidays, everything. I have not looked yet at the spread, so we are going to find out together. Are we ready? Have you looked at it yet?
I'm looking at DraftKings.
Okay. Wow.
Right.
Actually, I take it back because I did look at it. I just remembered I looked at it. It opened at 2.5.
Okay. Bills 2.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bills are not 1.5-point favorites. It swung a point towards the Eagles.
Yep. I see Buffalo Bills minus 1.5.
Interesting.
That means that they are, as everyone loves to hear when Patrick talks about the point spread on the Let's Go Duffalo Show podcast. That means that the Eagles are favored by 2.5 points.
On a neutral field.
On a neutral field.
All right, so this could have something to do.
Blasphemous.
This could have something to do with the injury report. The most alarming, although he's going to play, Josh has been limited with a foot injury both Wednesday and Thursday.
Indeed. Bills held a walkthrough practice on Wednesday.
And did not practice on Thursday. So these are all guesstimates.
It's all carryover.
Yeah. All right, but when it comes to the DNPs, you ready?
Yep.
DaQuan Jones has not practiced with a calf. Dalton Kincaid has not practiced with a knee.
Ouch.
Dawson Knox has not practiced with a knee.
Two tight ends.
Jordan Phillips has not practiced with an ankle. Jordan Poirier, who left the game against the Browns, had not practiced with a hamstring. Mm. And Prater, she's yet to practice. Although Shaq Thompson limited, he only played a little bit in Cleveland.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
I'm not worried about this Eagles game at all.
Okay.
Are you?
I mean, I'm worried about every game because in order for the, I mean, it's not as if
the Bills have clinched the playoff.
Yeah,
playoff
for sure. I don't think, you know, we don't know what the matchups are going to be at this point. Like, you just want to win every game, right? Like, well, you're going to be at least the 7 seed, and I don't think there's a huge difference between. Because the AFC is so wide open, I don't think there's a huge difference between the 5 and the 7.
Oh, I disagree. I'll take anything but 7. I want the opportunity. I think the AFC is so upside down right now. Mm. I want the opportunity to have an AFC championship at home.
Fair point. Okay. All right. Fair enough. And obviously, like, you don't want to be, you know, the AFC playoffs is set, right? With the exception of the North. Division winner.
Yes.
Right? Everyone else is locked
in. No.
That they're going to make it.
Are the Colts definitely out? I think the Colts still have a fleeting shot.
Maybe. Yeah, I think it's like a 2% chance.
So if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
If the Bills win out, they will be the 5 seed because the Chargers and Broncos play each other.
If the Bills win out, yeah, the highest they could, yeah, well, yeah,
no, they will be
the five.
No. They will be. If they win out, they will be the five.
Six. And right now, they are the six. Yes. You are correct.
All right. So I'm looking at the Eagles' schedule right now, and it's very Billsy, man. You ready for this?
Hang on. Okay, go.
Four out of the gate, they win it. They lose to Denver and the Giants.
Denver makes sense. Where was Denver?
Week five.
That was in Denver. That was on the...
That was in Philly.
That's what I meant to say.
All right. So then they win another four straight.
Yep.
Okay. They beat some good teams in Green Bay and Detroit.
Yep.
They then lose...
Well, Detroit kind of showing too there. Okay. No,
you're fine. They lose three straight after winning another four straight.
To who?
Dallas. At Dallas.
Bad.
At home in Chicago. We saw that one.
Yep.
That was that Black Friday?
That was Black Friday. Yep.
And then they lose at Los Angeles in overtime, the Chargers.
Yeah.
They then win another two straight, and now we're at the Bills game.
Here we are. Who'd they just beat?
They just beat the Command. They've beaten two dynamite squads.
Yep.
The Raiders 31-0.
Yeah, that's right.
And they beat the Commanders 29-18.
Raiders was in Vegas, and they smoked them. And I saw they beat the Commanders.
All right. This offense is all over the place.
It is.
All right. Are you ready for this?
Please.
I'm going to give you the last four games, Saquon Barkley's rushing yards. Are you ready?
Got it. Hit me.
Against Washington, 132. That's impressive.
Ooh, nice.
Against Vegas, 78.
That's bad.
Eh. Against the Chargers in overtime, 122.
That's good.
Against the Bears, 56.
That's bad.
Against Detroit, 83.
That's okay.
Against Green Bay, 60.
That's bad.
Hurts' passing yards are even more wonky.
Huh?
Last week against Washington, 185. Week before that, 175, 240, 230, 289, 135, 183. He's all over the place.
Yeah.
And it's not like when one does well, the other one makes up for it.
Complementary football?
It's not a complementary football thing.
Oh, no.
It's just like, hey, we're playing, we're not playing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what A.J. Brown's been talking about all season.
But that's just it. Like, on paper, it's so funny if you compare this Bills offense to this Eagles offense.
Sure.
Because Bills fans would murder a cousin. Not one you like.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
One that lives out of town.
Yeah. To have the weapons on the boundary that Jalen Hurts has.
I mean, yeah.
But they can't make it work.
Nope.
They can't make it work. So what is going on in Philadelphia where it's all of a sudden stalled the hell out?
Well, I mean, we all know.
New coordinator.
We all know the problem, right? Yeah. I mean, like, it's that big dumb guy. It's 100% that big dumb
guy. Why do I hate him?
Because he looks like every guy that we went to middle school with. He looks like every Gates middle school kid.
No, but I mean, he's just, he's got ever, this.
Whose name ended with an A or an I.
He's got this unearned sense of arrogance that bothers the hell out of me. You know what I mean? Like, shut up, man. You're just a security
You're just
guard.
A big fat fatty.
Yeah, well,
I'm a big fat fatty, too.
Let's not start.
But I'm just saying, like,
glass
that's
houses,
not,
stones, fried chicken.
Really, really gumming up the windows there, throwing that fried chicken at the glass house that you live in. Yeah, no, I mean, like, the Eagles fans have been very vocal about the offensive play calling and the offensive coordinator in general for the Eagles. And obviously that's the price of success. When you have someone like, Kellen Moore, calling your plays, and then you have someone like Frank Wright calling your plays, and you have someone like, I don't know, other guys, who knows. Those players or those coaches, when you do well, you are susceptible to losing those coordinators to be head coaches or to take a promotion elsewhere. But obviously, like, I don't where does the line get drawn between where it is an offensive coordinator / play calling issue and an execution issue among Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, Saquon Barkley, and the like?
You know, the other thing, like, these two teams are so similar statistically, it's scary.
Uh-oh.
Because, like, I mean, look, I know that Jalen Hurts is not anywhere close to Josh Allen.
No.
But he does enough.
But don't tell that to Eagles fans.
He does enough where, like, he can win you a game on his own every once in a while.
He won the Super Bowl last year.
He was a piece of a Super Bowl champion.
He was the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Okay, Ryan.
I'm just saying.
Ryan.
Don't make me be on the side of Philly fans.
If you pick up Josh Allen and put him on any other roster, he adds four wins.
Yeah, for sure.
That doesn't happen. Jalen Hurts could hurt certain franchises.
I think the Bills would win two less games if he was on.
I would think they would win way more than two less. I think that's a four-game swing. If you were to trade quarterbacks?
Yeah, I think.
That's a four-game swing.
Right, I was trying to be generous.
Okay. But the Eagles also, they don't have a great rushing defense either. They've only, I mean, granted, I mean, 300 yards is a lot of yards, sure. But it's a three. The Bills have one of the worst rushing defenses in the NFL. So you have these two teams with quarterbacks that can move the ball down the field, mm-hmm. the ability to play complementary football that have a hard time stopping the run on defense. So yep. How do you pick this game on Sunday?
Yeah. I mean,
oh,
that didn't even come out. That was just in my throat. That was just in my throat. I don't know what happened. Oh! I can't control those ones.
God. God.
That's what happened. That's what you do. Oh. That's how you pick that game, baby girl.
I've never been more grossed out in my life.
No, you 100% have.
So, by the way, I know that the argument has always been the Bills have the best passing defense in the NFL right now by yardage.
Way to go, Christian.
And I know the argument has been, one, that there hasn't been enough one-on-one with Jerry Jeudy, and two, that the rushing game... The rushing defense is so bad that teams don't even, they're not trying to throw.
Yeah.
But the Eagles passing defense. The Eagles passing defense is also like nothing to rat. No, it's top 10. I take it back.
Okay.
So again, very similar in that aspect too.
The Eagles passing defense?
They've only allowed 13 passing touchdowns.
Okay.
Which is better than Buffalo.
Yeah. Also, look who they played. They didn't allow one in Las Vegas. They didn't allow one to not Marcus Mariota, to Josh Johnson or whoever.
The Eagles have only allowed, they're number one in the NFL when it comes to passing touchdowns allowed. They're also number one in the NFL with lowest completion percentage allowed.
Interesting.
So, not that it's going to matter. You're not winning this game throwing the ball, that's for sure.
I don't know. Try defending that bubble screen, Philadelphia.
All right, so we have all the information we can give.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan.
Patrick.
The weather forecast on Sunday will be 41 degrees.
Ooh,
and snowy.
Oh, that's not good.
Do the Bills...
That means it's going to be slushy, gloshy.
Do the Bills win? It's at home, you idiot. It's on turf.
But I'm just saying in general, it's going to be gloshy.
Do the Bills win, and if so, do they win by 2 points or more?
I mean, I'm just, like, every win is not a must. Here's the thing. Like, the Bills have clinched a playoff spot. You could lose out for the rest of the season. It won't make a difference.
No,
I don't think that's going to happen.
It matters.
It won't make a difference in the sense of, like, you're not going to make the playoffs, it won't right? Matter. It would be more beneficial
for you. Josh Allen and Sean McDermott have never won a road playoff game.
That's very true. Well, they're going to have to find a way now unless they win the division.
No, because you just had the Patriots potentially losing to the Jets.
Okay. All I'm saying is that it doesn't really matter at the end of the day.
Oh, my God, it matters.
And not to me.
You're an idiot.
It doesn't matter. So I've learned my lesson this season. I'm going 100%. Bills are not going to cover. Jalen Hurts, Super Bowl MVP, coming to life again. Here he comes, knocking down the door. And I think the Bills are going to not be able to take this one. I'm going Eagles by 14.
Okay. Unless Josh Allen's injury is worse than they are letting on,
mm-hmm.
and they are going to do something to mitigate the risk with Josh, and they have the mentality you have of 5, 6, 7 doesn't matter, whatever we are, we go play.
5 what? My 3-year-old's going to love this. Say it again.
Not.
Oh, wow. How dare you deny her?
I'm not going to do that. Okay. No, the fact that you make her listen to this makes you a terrible father.
Oh, I think I'm not going to argue.
Terrible father. That
make her listen to it. We're going to listen to Daddy's show now.
I love how you... No, the opposite side would be like, Daddy, could we please listen to your radio show? Shut up. She doesn't want to listen to this crap.
What is she, Tiny Tim?
What is she? She doesn't want to listen.
With her iron lung?
By the way, that's exactly what she sounds like. I don't know if you've heard your daughter.
She does.
Daddy, could we... Me don't want to listen to Daddy's show.
Don't want to listen to Daddy's show.
No, the Bills win this game, and I think they win more convincingly than the national experts are giving them credit for. Unless...
The national experts? You're going to disagree with the national experts.
Listen to me disagree. No, unless there is some kind of issue going on with Josh Allen that is mm-hmm. worse than we believe,
sure,
they win this game.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's going to be fun, and if you are looking for a good time and not going to the game... You know, one of the last home games in Highmark Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Come on out to the Bill Grace Tap Room in Chi Lai. Your boy will be there. Me. I'm your boy. And, come hang out with me. My wife is likely going to be there as well.
Likely. Wow, what a tease.
Well, here's the thing. I told all my friends last time that my wife was coming, and then our youngest got sick, and she had to stay home.
Are you bringing the kids, too?
No, I'm not bringing the kids to the bar.
It's a restaurant. It's exactly. A bar restaurant.
I bring
my kids around.
I got to work, baby. I'm on the clock. Mommy and Daddy need a little bit of alone time with Bill Gray's Tap Room and Chi Lai. But come on out.
Go watch Ryan Phillip his wife at the Bill Gray's Tap Room and Chi Lai. Delicious food, fantastic drinks.
Come grind up on me at the Bill Gray's Tap Room.
And booby squeeze.
And and follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube at let's.go.duffalo.
Right. Back after a big Bills win.
What?
Go home.
Okay, gladly.
I'm so sick of you.
Glad
stupid.
I got to beat this storm.
I'm so sick of your stupid.
Coming down.
That's God telling you to shut up.
No, it's not.
My name is Pat Duffy.
Boo.
His name is Ryan Duffy.
Yay! Bye.
Before we get out of here. Oh, by the way, hold on. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I hate when you do that.
Well, no, because I forgot to mention, because I hate you so much.
Yeah.
The amount of people who cruelly bought Let's Go Duffalo merchandise for their family members for Christmas.
It's non-zero is what it was.
We can, no, I got like seven people that sent me pictures.
Yeah, well, you know, go ahead.
I didn't tag you, you idiot.
I know. Well, it doesn't matter. I don't care. I'm not doing it for the accolades.
If you,
I'm doing it for that sweet, sweet profit margin.
If you bought your family member.
Uh-huh.
Anything Let's Go Duffalo related for Christmas,
yeah,
and I know there are at least seven of you,
uh-huh.
You all deserve to be excommunicated from your families.
Yeah,
100%. And I hope that happened to all of you.
Yes, you should. And also, you know, send us the picture at letsgoduffalo on Instagram. And go to the letsgoduffalo.com store.
All right.
And buy more things.
All right, now we're leaving for real. But before we go,
go Bills!
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.